By the time a college-age athlete reaches the Olympics, they've usually been training for about a decade, with their sport as one of their primary focuses in life. Sheila Rapazzo-Yorkin, a representative of Westminster College, says the Salt Lake City College developed a partnership with U.S. Ski and Snowboard, an Olympic sports organization. This gave the potential Olympic athletes training in Park City a clear path to higher education without giving up their sport.
Years ago, a lot of these young people going into athletics at this elite level felt like they had to make a choice and that they could only pursue this athletic dream and not be able to also pursue their academic endeavors or other careers.
23 Westminster College students competed in the 2014 Sochi Olympics, bringing home 2 gold medals, a silver, and a bronze. This year, the college is sending 18 athletes to compete in Pyeongchang, South Korea, in the games starting on February 9th. Yorkin says both students and faculty have watch parties planned.
I mean, our students and teachers, they experience these people as, you know, just their classmate every day. And so it's someone you're sitting next to in class, or for a professor, it's someone that they're teaching biology to, and now they're out competing for a gold medal in the half pipe.
Westminster students are competing in 7 different events this year, including ski jump, cross country, free skiing, and snowboarding.
Of course, I think Utah and Salt Lake, with our legacy from the games here, is so personally meaningful for so many people in Utah that it's just really contagious.
You can follow ongoing coverage of the 2018 Winter Olympics and Utah athletes here on Utah Public Radio or online at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.